Hi, I'm James, and I'm a ghost hunter, or as we like to call ourselves, paranormal investigators. It's a serious business, not just a niche market. There is quite a lot of competition too, with over 3,600 registered organizations. While some people dismiss paranormal investigating as a pseudoscience, after working in the industry, I can tell you one thing. There are some things that we just can't explain, and I've seen enough crazy stuff to make me a firm believer in ghosts. We use specific electronic devices to confirm the existence of ghosts. When we go to a site, we will usually bring a lot of cameras, still cameras, video, night vision, and thermographic. We also use audio recorders to record any unexplained noises, infrared and motion sensors to detect movement, air quality monitoring equipment to check carbon monoxide levels, a Geiger counter to measure radiation, and equipment to measure fluctuations in magnetic fields and infrasounds. Last but not least, we bring a Ouija board to communicate with spirits. Real-life ghost hunting is a lot different to the movies. First of all, we don't get paid. If people pay for a service, they expect us to get rid of a ghost and offer a guarantee. And that's something we can't realistically do. Also, by not charging for the service, we can try to be as scientific as possible. Honestly, we make most of our money by organizing and conducting haunted house tours. Of course, there is always the slim chance that you'll get picked up for your own TV show. Two friends of mine just got their own show. Also, there is a difference between a paranormal investigator and a medium. As a paranormal investigator, we visit a location to determine if there is a ghost. However, we don't get rid of them. Typically, if someone wants to get rid of a ghost, they'll call in a medium.